And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Hello, and thank you for talking into the wrong microphone. Sorry. Hello. As I was saying, thank you for joining us this Thursday. It's Chuck Roberts. We've got kind of a couple of things here to talk about today. We're going to have Steve Everett from the Yavapai County Health Department here in just a little bit. Then we have Cindy Love talking about a special event going on down in Fountain Hills this Saturday. So a couple good things to take notes on, and we'll be getting to that in just a little bit. Before we get to Steve Everett, we're going to take a break. And before I do that, I saw a little thing the other day. It said, you cannot change the way the wind blows, but you can adjust your sails to get where you're trying to go. So there you are, a little thought for today. So we'll be back with our guest, Steve Everett, from the Health Department, right after these words. You are listening to Talk with the Quad Cities, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, KQA.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Gettle.
And this is Adam Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You know, Adam, winter is almost over.
Yeah, Ted, it's a good time to get your AC ready for summer.
My AC's fine. You're talking about the listeners, right?
Picky, picky. Okay, all you listeners, let Gettles get you prepared for summer.
You mean get your AC prepared for summer.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Say bye-bye winter and get ready for summer with a Gettles AC system checkup. Don't settle. Get Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. We've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the common themes of conversations when I've been out and about in Prescott, and I'm sure it's this way in Chino, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, is how nice our employees are. It never ceases to amaze me that people I don't even know will make the special effort to tell me about the folks who take care of them in our stores. That's because we at Olson's genuinely care about your animals and about the fact that you decided to shop in our stores. We're in our 41st year and have seen it all. We have incredible animal and pet experience throughout our company and access this experience on a daily basis. Whether it be what should I feed, how should I feed, how much should I be feeding to achieve the results I want, or my pet or animal has a special need, how can I help make life better? We help you figure that kind of stuff out. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, where good enough just isn't, in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And we'd like to welcome to the studios of KQ&A, Steve Everett. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm sitting here, and I know that topic that we've got to start with is COVID-19.
Now, COVID-19. Yes.
Everybody calls it coronavirus, but as far as my surveys indicate, coronavirus is a kind of a catch-all, be-all for almost anything from the common cold to everything else involved with that.
Well, actually, it's a whole family of viruses.
Yeah.
And it's the same virus that caused SARS, MERS, which is the lesser-known SARS, a Middle Eastern respiratory symptom.
Yeah.
But several strains cause the common cold.
Yeah.
So if a person goes in today, gets tested at the doctor's office, and he says you have coronavirus, it's not COVID-19. It's just one of the common cold coronaviruses.
And I guess the thing that more people get the flu, but we get a vaccine for the flu.
Yes.
And so, therefore, people who get the flu, we have ways to treat that. But I guess the coronavirus, the COVID-19 coronavirus, is a little more touchy.
Right. It's a very new virus. I mean, it was just discovered back in December, so they don't know a lot about it. They're doing a lot of research. They're basing it a lot on what they know about other coronaviruses. But there's no vaccine yet. They don't know how to what an effective treatment is.
When it came from, it first showed up in China.
In China, yes.
We don't know if that's where it started, but we presume so.
Right, right.
And I guess I have to backtrack. Steve Everett is an epidemiologist.
Yes.
From the Yavapai County Health Department. What's an epidemiologist do?
Epidemiologist, we look at diseases in communities. We're kind of disease detectives. When people get sick of certain diseases, we like to go figure out how they got sick, who they're in contact with, and also who they came into contact with after they got sick, so we can stop the illness before it really develops.
So I looked this morning, and some of the trees in the neighborhood are starting to bud out. That means I'm going to get allergies.
Yes.
But that has nothing to do with anything else. That's just my tough luck. And,
right.
And a whole lot of other people like that, too. But if we're going to stay on that one particular issue for a little bit, the COVID-19, what are the symptoms and what are the ways that people find they're catching it? Because apparently we're still tracing that down a little bit.
Right. We refer to it as an influenza-like illness.
Mm-hmm.
It's not related to the flu virus, but it does cause a lot of the same symptoms. Fever, cough, sore throat.
Shortness of breath.
Shortness of breath.
Yeah.
Those are your main symptoms. So if you having those symptoms, it doesn't mean you have COVID-19 if you're here in Yavapai County,
yeah,
because we haven't had any COVID-19 yet.
Right now, I'm starting to get allergies.
Right.
But I don't have COVID-19. I don't have the influenza.
Mm-hmm.
I have teary eyes, sniffy nose, that type of thing.
Right.
Which I'm used to that. I've had, all my life. But it seems like there's an awful lot of panic involved with this. Am I wrong?
Yeah, there can be quite a bit of panic because it's totally new. You know, you're hearing about all these deaths, and it is a dangerous virus. It's not as dangerous as something like Ebola, but it's more dangerous. It looks like it's more dangerous than influenza.
Okay.
So what we're really worried about is it causing what's known as a pandemic, where it spreads all over the world. So if it becomes as common as influenza, you're going to see a lot more deaths, and that's what we're trying to prevent.
And of course, the deaths that we've seen so far, many of them are in people that are significantly up in age and perhaps have secondary or more other diseases to begin with
yes,
bad heart or something like that.
Yeah, again, it's just like flu. It affects older people much harder. Older people will have more complications, greater risk for death. Whereas younger, healthier people, it can just be nothing worse than a mild cold. Our first case that we had in Arizona, the person only had a mild fever, and that was the only symptom he had.
That's kind of frightening, isn't it?
Yes.
Because, everybody's going to say, oh, that must be... How do you get checked out for this? You have to go to the health department, I guess, your health provider.
Right. He was tested because he came back from Wuhan province where it was.
Was he a student there or something?
Yes. He was a student at ASU.
Yeah.
So when he was visiting home, came back.
So now everybody that he came in contact with now has to be, I don't know if they can say quarantined, but they have to be watched, I guess.
Right. We would advise them to stay in self-quarantine for 2 weeks. And then if they don't develop any symptoms, then they can come out of quarantine.
I was on a cruise one time, and that's one of those cruise ships that, are, of course, they're having the biggest problem of all.
Yes.
Because when you realize you're pushing the button to get in the elevator, handrails, and I'm trying to think of the what the thing was that SARS, not SARS.
Oh, norovirus.
Norovirus.
Yes.
And people that were on a cruise ship before us, it had gone around, okay? So they had to disinfect everything, and I mean everything. They had to go to the library on board and disinfect that. Every piece of every puzzle, because they have puzzles that people can work on.
Mm-hmm.
The salt, when you went to dinner, they brought you the salt and pepper shakers. It was really interesting. And I guess maybe that's what we're going to look at as kind of a status quo for the next 6 months or so.
Yeah. Fortunately, it's not as infectious as norovirus. Norovirus is extremely infectious. The first norovirus investigation I did, all I did was shake the interviewer's hand. 24 hours later, I was sick. So it's not that infectious, but it's the same way to protect
yourself.
You
feel like hell, though.
Yeah, it's not pleasant. But that's one of those where you wish you died from it. You're so miserable.
But again, it's very easy to pass. Now, obviously we're hoping that this does not transmit into Gavapai County, into your area domain. But what are you doing? What are you watching for now?
We're mainly telling people to just stay with basic hygiene. Wash your hands often with soap and water. You want to wash it for at least 20 seconds.
Now, are you the one that said sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
Yes, that was me. Either Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, ABC.
Sing that.
Just some short ditty. I mean, it doesn't have to be like Free Bird or anything.
But it's not just a wish-wash and thank you very much. It's...
Right,
you
want to get between your fingers, you want to get under your fingernails, you just don't want to wash your palms. Because, if how much stuff gets under your fingernails.
Yeah.
So you really want to get that back of your hands. You want to cover your cough. When you cough into your sleeve or sneeze into your sleeve or the crook of your elbow. Mainly you want to touch things, if you're worried about anything getting on, try to touch things with the back of your hand or your elbow. If you think your hands are contaminated.
Yeah, like get an elevator, use your knuckle to...
Yeah, yep, or your elbow or something other than that. And you definitely want to use soap and water. If soap and water is not available, we recommend the hand sanitizer. If you have a choice between hand sanitizer and soap and water, definitely go for the soap and water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the hand sanitizer is definitely the second best in that case. Mm-hmm. And you want to let it air dry. You don't want to try to wipe it off. The longer it stays wet, the more virus it's going to kill.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And that reminds me, we were talking before, the fist bump, instead of shaking hands. And you said it was interesting about how you should visualize your hands.
Yeah. Think of your hands as being covered in wet paint. And so think about what you want to touch and what you don't want to touch. So if you're touching your nose, you're touching your mouth, you're getting wet paint on there, and you want to try to avoid that.
What is the likelihood of this dying down in the warmer months? I've heard something about that.
Honestly, I have no idea. There's outbreaks in Australia right now where it's summer. And they're having very hot weather down there. So if we're seeing spread like that.
So that's just Facebook rumor.
No,
I'm talking about the warm weather where it might.
Oh, the warm weather. It's possible.
The only difference being, of course, is that in the colder weather, we're all kind of clumped together
more often
instead of being outside.
Right. Usually your nasal passages are drier, so it's easier for the virus to get into your system. That's why it's always good to be hydrated.
Now, your folks, your family, mm-hmm. from New Hampshire.
Yes. Well, originally from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Okay.
But they're living in New Hampshire now.
What do you tell them? What do you tell your family? What do you tell your family?
Well, fortunately, most of the women in my family are nurses, so they know exactly what to do.
They're exposed to various diseases every single day.
Exactly. So needless to say, when I was sick at home, I've got very little sympathy.
Tough it out.
Yeah. But yeah, it's wash your hands, cover your cough, the basic hygiene your moms and dads try to instill on you when you were a little kid. That's the best way to do it.
Don't panic.
And don't panic.
Use common sense.
Yes.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more on a Thursday Roundtable with Steve Everett, Yavapai County Health Department. You are listening to the Thursday Roundtable. KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, Dewey Humboldt, Mayor, and around the world, KQ&A.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com.
Hello, hello.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does?
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials.
Can you hear me okay?
You win a free lunch the following Tuesday.
Okay, this is Bill.
Find out the
old-fashioned
way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795.
Because we got another guest on. We'll put John right after that about 4:30
or so. Downtown Prescott. Cheers to 25 years.
Okay, thanks.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Our guest today, Steve Everett. Stephen Everett. Are you Stephen?
I answered pretty much anything.
Okay. Epidemiologist. Why don't you, obviously, you talked about all your family's nurses. So
yes.
I guess you kind of gravitated into the health field.
Yeah. The women in my family were nurses. The men were engineers. This is kind of like the in-between.
In-between, huh?
Yeah.
And how did you get out here?
They were looking for an epidemiologist, and I applied.
And you got lucky.
Yeah.
And we did, too.
Yeah, I was originally in Wisconsin before I moved here.
Well, the Wisconsin weather in the winter is a little different.
Oh, yes, much different.
Anyhow, let's talk about, besides, we talked about the COVID-19, but what are the other things that your office is involved with right now? Because this is not like a one-issue office.
Mm-hmm. Well, I personally, we track 85 different diseases, communicable diseases, that we're required to by state law. This goes anywhere from, well, COVID-19, HIV, salmonella, your sexually transmitted illnesses. We don't really track things like cancer or things you're exposed to, like lead or arsenic.
Okay.
It's mostly infectious disease. Those happen at the state level. But we'll track the communicable diseases. The doctors will report to us, and then we'll follow up with the patients.
Do you people don't come to your office, but you get reports from the other offices?
Right. And all my work is pretty much done by phone. So everyone's always asking me, am I worried about this COVID-19?
Yeah.
No, I'm on the phone.
You're on the phone.
I'm totally safe.
What would you say is the likelihood of finding a cure or a deal to kind of reduce the severity of the COVID-19?
A vaccine is likely, but it is going to take time.
Because I was reading on one of the internet sites that there's a company that thinks they're a month or two away, and their stock's starting to soar, and I'm going, yes. Oh boy, here we go.
Moderna, I think, is what they're called, and they're using a totally new method of developing a vaccine, and that's going through initial trials now. That's a possibility. All the other big vaccine manufacturers are also partnering up, trying to use more traditional means. But it'll take time because even if they discover a vaccine tomorrow, it has to go through clinical trials. It has to get approved by the FDA. Even fast track, it's going to take several months up to a year.
Now, we have talked about the COVID-19. Now, we're talking about we're still in the middle of the influenza season, are we not?
Yes, actually, we are just entering the second wave of the flu season. Influenza usually shows up in the during the season in a large first wave, then a small second wave. And we're in the small second wave now, and then it'll peter off through the spring and should be over by the summer.
I got inoculated for this, and they tell me, they inoculate you for certain influenza strains.
Yes.
Because they're kind of guessing as to what's going to be going around. Are we on top of that?
Yes. What they do is they look at what's going on in the southern hemisphere because their winter is our summer and vice versa. So last winter they looked at what was circulating around Arizona. Then they have a cutoff date because when they make flu virus, they actually have to grow it in eggs. So it's a long process to actually produce enough. So they have a cutoff date. And hope that the stuff that's floating around at the time in Australia will be the same viruses that are floating around come in the winter. So sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong.
And so far, so good, I guess.
So far, so good. It's always good because even if it doesn't fully protect you, it will give you some protection.
But this will not, as far as we know, not affect COVID-19.
No, not at all.
I also got a flu shot. Mm-hmm. Not flu shot.
Pneumonia
shot.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
We recommend that for seniors. You can talk to your doctor if you're over 55. There's one called HIB, which is Haemophilus influenza B. And there's also a pneumococcus, which causes pneumococcal pneumonia. Those are two shots we highly recommend, especially if you have respiratory issues, cardiovascular issues. Talk to your doctor. It won't protect you from the flu, but Haemophilus and pneumococcus are often what are known as opportunistic infections. They will come in when you're sick, and so you'll be worse. You'll think you'll be getting better, then you'll come back with a worse cough, find out you have pneumonia, and that's where the really hard part of influenza is.
And then you're bedridden.
And then you're bedridden or coughing-ridden.
Ooh, so, I don't like that.
Yeah, so it's always good to get medical care.
You know, somebody once said that it seems like about every couple of years we get a new strain of some type or whatever it is. Why is that?
It's mainly because, you know, we're humans are constantly expanding into areas we weren't before. So jungles, like Ebola. They think that Ebola is in bats. And that's where it lives. It has no problems living in bats. But when people eat the bats, it gets transmitted. For COVID, they're thinking with this market, they had exotic animals. And so they think that the person got it from an exotic animal in what's known as a zoonotic illness. So it's in animals. It can live quite happily in animals. But then if it goes into humans, you can get a lot worse symptoms.
Yeah, I heard of snakes.
Snakes. I've heard bats. I've heard pangolins, which are kind of a armored anteater. So there's a lot of different things.
And obviously, the world is a lot smaller than it used to be. So
exactly.
You can't have these things isolated to just one continent now.
Right. It's like avian flu. It originally comes from birds. Influenza comes from birds. But that particular strain can affect humans. And there's other strains that affect dogs. There's actually a whale flu.
Really?
Yeah, and it affects whales, but it doesn't affect humans.
How do you find these things?
Yeah, well,
you see a whale going like that.
probably all the mucus on the surface of the water.
Oh, my goodness. Stop it. Your office is, are you the one-man office there?
I'm not a one-man office. You know, we have about 60 different people at the health department. Oh. We do health education. We do restaurant inspections, women, infant, and children, so WIC and Food Plus for infants and seniors. So we do a lot more than just do vaccines and sexually transmitted disease testing. Do a lot. We do it in the background. So hopefully, if we do a really good job, no one knows about
us. I think that at one time, my wife and I were on a we're going to go to a cruise to South America, Panama, Ecuador, and we had to get special shots. And I think the health department did that too.
Yes, we do that. Travel vaccines. If you're going international, make an appointment with the health department. We'll tell you what shots you need. Get them for you. And just make sure when you do it, give yourself a few months' time because some of the shots are two or three rounds you have to get, and it takes at least 2 weeks for the antibodies to build up in your system to protect you.
All right, before we wrap things up, once again, folks, we're talking with Stephen Everett, who's the epidemiologist at the Yavapai County Health Department, and again, because the concern is there for the COVID-19. Now remember, coronavirus is a broad spectrum. It can include so many different viruses, but the COVID-19 is the one right now where we do not have a cure yet.
Correct.
So what do we do for preparing ourselves and protecting ourselves in case this thing starts to get into Yavapai County? Well, right now we don't have any in our county, do we?
Nope. We've have... There's been two cases so far in Arizona. One is already recovered, so we only have one active case as of now, and he's in isolation.
Okay, so what do we do here in Yavapai County? People listening to us right now.
Yavapai County, we monitor people coming in from out of state, or not out of state, out of the country. Mm-hmm. We get notified from customs when they arrive from a country that is transmitting, and we follow up with them. So we know when people come in from out of the country, people coming in from out of state, that's where it's going to be tricky.
Yeah, and as far as home care, taking care of each other's kids and so on, wash your hands.
Yep, wash your hands, stay away from sick people, and if you are with a sick person, try to stay at least 6 feet away. You know, if you reach out your arm and the other person reaches out to him, your fingertips touch, you're too close.
All right. Bump, fist bump handshake instead of handshake.
Fist bumps instead
of
handshake.
Use your elbows to open doors.
Yep.
Knuckles
around, to... Carry around handy wipes, so if you go to the grocery store, you can wipe down the grocery store carts.
Absolutely. Yeah, that and that, you know, that's been there for years and years and years. And I never think about it. My wife's all, Oh, yeah.
And don't assume the person ahead of you did it. So, you know, I always say when you go to the bathroom and you wash your hands after, don't assume the other person did it. And as soon as you touch the doorknob, your hands are infected again.
So use your elbow.
Yes.
Okay. Steve, thanks for being with us, man.
Oh, you're most welcome. Anytime.
We'll enjoy having you back here again. I think we had the guys in the health department here about 6 months ago. So probably every 6 months we'll have a rejuvenation of our discussion.
Oh, be a pleasure.
Thanks for being in.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. Our next edition will be coming up in a little bit. We're going to talk to Cindy Love about some special events going on in Fountain Hills this Saturday. It's going to be kind of interesting that time of year for all the policies and politics that are going on. So we'll take a break for the news, and we'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley Cottonwood, around the world, and other great cities, KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together. Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Valley Metro is making sure light rail and bus riders are safe from coronavirus. The Public Transportation Authority is enhancing its sanitation routine in light of a growing COVID-19 outbreak. Valley Metro spokesperson Madeline Phipps.
All of our high-touch areas on our buses and light rail, which would include stanchions, handrails, seat rails, fare boxes, things like that, are wiped down each day, disinfected several times a week. Cleaning crews are well-staffed. We regularly clean and disinfect all of our vehicles and stations, so this is really nothing new for us.
Phipps' advice for customers in light of coronavirus, frequently wash your hands and do so for 20 seconds. Cover your coughs and sneezes and stay home if you're sick.
We also mop floors, clean seats and walls, and then at all of our light rail stations, our fare vending machines, handrails, water fountains, basically all the infrastructure there is cleaned and disinfected daily as well.
Mostly sunny into the weekend, cooling after bedtime to a partly cloudy 38 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with highs near 66 for your breezy Friday, a very windy high of 61 Saturday, blowing in a 20% chance for Sunday rain and a high of 54. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling late tonight to near 43. Then a breezy, mostly sunny weekend. Highs tomorrow near 75. Saturday, 70. Cooling Sunday with the same chance for rain and a high near 64. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
It's the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway, and it's bouncing into Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every hour, one lucky guest will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. Get six red balls and win $250,000 in cash. Start earning entries for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $250,000 Zoom Ball Cash Giveaway. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
At Augie's Restaurant, they earn your loyalty by treating you like royalty. Every time you visit, you know Augie's will be at your service, friendly, prompt, and courteous. People love coming back to Augie's again and again, where you and your favorite dishes are remembered. Yes, you have choices for dining out, but as a locally owned restaurant, Augie's always knows your name. You're always welcome at Augie's. See you next time at the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you for being with us this Thursday, and we're going to say howdy to Cindy Love. Hello, Cindy.
Hello, Chuck. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, we had the first half of the program. We talked with Stephen Everett with the Yavapai County Health Department, and one of the things that is going on right now in this world is everybody's worried about the COVID-19, and the other thing that everybody's worried about is politics.
Oh, yes, for sure.
So tell me about Cindy Love.
Oh, Cindy Love. Cindy Love is currently the Secretary of the Republican Party of Arizona. I am the past second Vice President of the Arizona Federation of Republican Women, and I serve on several committees, the National Federation of Republican Women's Membership Committee I served on, as well as the Community Engagement Committee, and currently still serving on that Diversity Committee. And I work with the Trump campaign. So that's basically what I do.
Other than that, effort, huh?
Yes, in an effort to keep Arizona red, and right now, helping to deliver the 11 electoral votes to make sure that President Trump wins in November 2020.
Of course, the media right now is just obsessed with the Democratic nominations and so on. We've had some add and some subtract, but I think a lot of people are just kind of treading water now because there is no real need to worry about the Republican side. President Trump is going to seek and will receive the appointment for re-election. But as you said, the state has maybe changed a little bit from being a red state to a purple state. What's that all about?
From a red to a purple state? Well, back in 2018, we didn't get the wins that we set out for, so that was a little disappointing for me personally, but and I'm sure the party in general. But in the process, we learned from that, and that's the reason why a lot of the grassroots people like myself are pulling together, because we're going to get out there, we're going to organize, we're going to mobilize, and we are going to strategize to make sure that we keep Arizona red.
And
one of the things that I'm doing, Chuck, that's the reason why I decided to put together or sponsor this Talk of America.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up, is the fact that you've got a special event coming up this Saturday called Talk Up America.
I absolutely do. Oh, absolutely. So let me just tell you why I'm doing that, in addition to keeping Arizona red. Specifically, I'm doing this so that we can bring together the grassroots people to give them firsthand information and educate them on the important issues that concerns America today. In addition, it gives them the opportunity to meet and mingle with the candidates as well as other officials, and the opportunity to network with other people with like minds. So that's the purpose of it. And some of the topics of discussion will be the economy, the health care, immigration, and, of course, impeachment. So those would be some of the issues. In addition, I also wanted to bring a little more diversity and inclusion in our Republican Party in Arizona, to let everybody know that the Republicans are united, and no, we're not racist, even though I, Cindy Love, have been called a black KKK. Can you believe that?
No. Why? Who says that?
Well, of course, it has to be a Democrat liberal that would say such a thing.
You know, it's interesting that you you mentioned that. We have a fellow on in the mornings, Dennis Prager, who refers to the left and liberals as being separate. That being a leftist is a little more dangerous than just being liberal. But at this point, everybody seems to be trying to find a label. And the fact is, we're all Americans, and this Talk Up America is for everybody to kind of get together and share ideas, but on within the conservative party.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, Chuck, I am born of the black descent. I don't believe in saying African American because I actually have never gone to Africa before. And I would say I'm born of the black descent, but I am an American.
Tell me about this event that's Saturday at, in Fountain Hills. Do you have some special guests there?
Oh, yes, I do. Well, actually, it is taking place in Fountain Hills over at the Fountain Hills Community Center. And we have a little MAGA mix and mingle starting at 9 a.m., which is our social. And the actual program starts at 9:30 and goes on until 11:30 a.m. in the morning on Saturday, this Saturday, that is, March 7th. And our panelists, we do have a very high-profile panelist. We have U.S. Congressman Paul Gosar from the 4th Congressional District. We have U.S. Congressman Andy Biggs from the 5th Congressional District. We have U.S. Congressman David Swikert from the 6th Congressional District. And also our current Arizona National Committee woman, Lori Klein Corbin, who is also with the Women for Trump. And our moderator is Mike Broomhead with the conservative radio host with KTAR News. And we are looking forward to having a wonderful time. And we're expecting somewhere around 200 to 250 people max.
This now you mentioned this is a mix and mingle, although you will be there will be some presentations, but this is an opportunity to maybe chat with some of our lawmakers.
Oh, absolutely. As I said earlier when I started talking, this is an opportunity for them to meet some of the our public officials as well as candidates, because there will be candidates there with tables for signatures and also to get their $5, those that are running for clean elections. So they will be there with their forms and
so
their
petitions there too.
And their petitions, correct.
And you mentioned the $5 because in order to qualify for matching funds, you have to have just so many $5 small donations.
Small donations. And actually, Chuck, that's a good way to go because I believe there's a lot of money being put in politics and people are trying to buy their way in. This way, everyone can be on a fair playing field. So I think it's a great opportunity. The Democrats have been taking advantage of this process for a very long time. So I'm really glad to see that we as Republicans are starting to utilize that as well.
This event is Saturday, starts at 9 o'clock at the Fountain in Fountain Hills. Is there an admission fee?
No, it is free and open to the public.
And the Fountain Hills Community Center, it's for people coming in from Yavapai County, is that there will be signs there so people know how to get there?
We won't have signs there, but everyone has navigation. So if they have any questions about directions or need more information, they can feel free to call me at 480-365-8090. Again, they can call Cindy Love, 480-365-8090.
Cindy, I'm going to take a commercial timeout, and then we'll be back. I want to talk a little bit more about the politics of the politics that's going on right now in the United States. We're talking with Cindy Love. And we'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable right after these words. You are listening to The Chuck Roberts Show, KQNA 1130 AM 95.5 and FM 99.9 around the world, KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and the letters we draw match your first and last name initials. Yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
With the Arizona Lottery's new multiplier tickets, we're multiplying the cash up to 50 times so you can multiply what you love. There's nothing better. Think about it. What's better than one guitar? 50 guitars. What's better than one Hawaiian vacation? 50 Hawaiian vacations. What's better than one $20 bill? 50 of them. With over $35 million in prizes, there are so many ways to multiply what you love.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you for being with us this afternoon. We are happy to chat with Cindy Love. How you doing, Cindy?
I'm doing great.
Where are you?
This is so great to be with you.
Where are you?
I am in Scottsdale, Arizona.
And are the trees starting to bud out down there like you are here?
Yes,
I love it.
It's nice, though, today.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
We're talking with Cindy about the Talk Up America. We're going to reiterate all that again. But just tell me a little bit why Cindy Love is involved in Republican politics.
Wow. Well, I can tell you this. Cindy used to be a Democrat. Of course, growing up in Mississippi, you really had no choice there. But after they pretty much suppressed information from the blacks at the time in Mississippi. And I didn't understand that the Republican Party is our party. And once I understood that, then I became an independent, and I stayed there for a while, and until President Trump decided to run for president. And, of course, that's when I became a Republican to be able to help President Trump. So that's how I became a Republican. But I'm a proud Republican, and I worked very hard for President Trump during the 2016 election In fact, I went and knocked out the walls in my business and turned it into the North Scottsdale Trump Victory Office, where we made hundreds of thousands of phone calls. We knocked thousands of doors. We put up thousands and hundreds of yard signs and street signs to help take President Trump over the finish line. In fact, Chuck, back in, I believe, summer of 2016, our zip code, my zip code, which is 85255, gave the most individual donations to the Trump campaign. So that was a result of all of that grassroots work
that was done
out of the office that I created, I sponsored, and I supervised.
You've taken this very seriously, and as you know, I suspect you know, that in this area, the largest women's Republican group, Republican Women of Prescott, the largest Republican women's group in the United States is here.
It sure is. Absolutely.
And
I believe they have over 800 members.
And I suspect that this is a group that you would like to participate in to talk up America.
Well, yes.
In other words, we're going to be sending some people down there to do that.
Well, awesome. That would be great. That would be awesome. So actually, most of the people that were reached out to in terms of participating and attending this Talk Up America were independents. I targeted independents and people who just wanted information, because it's all about the market, the message, and the media. So first you got to create the market. In order to create the market, you need to invite people who are not politically oriented.
That's amazing. That's an amazing.
Educated.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but you're absolutely right. To bring people who maybe are not quite sure and get them to hear your side of things.
And the way I see it is each one bring one, and if each one brings one, imagine what we can do in America. But it's all about education. And this is part of how I grew up, and it's part of my background, and I believe in educating people. And because the Democrats have taken away the critical thinking of a lot of people. And one way that I do it, Chuck, when speaking with liberals or Democrats, I like to ask questions, because when you ask questions, it causes people to really think and become critical thinkers, that is, and not just make assumptions because they don't like the president. And that's all that they want people to say or do, is to hate the president, because their goal from the beginning, ever since he was elected, was to impeach the president. But he is our president, and we need to respect that. We need to support him and be sure that he gets back in an additional 4 years so he can finish the job that I believe that God has him doing to save America from a socialistic society.
I guess we have to remind folks that this is going to be a very special Talk Up America. Now, again, Cindy, this is this Saturday. Starts at 9 o'clock at the Fountain Hills Community Center. And you have some interesting people on the panel. Reiterate for our listeners who all will be there to visit with us.
So on the panel, we have U.S. Congressman Paul Gosar, which is your congressman from the 4th Congressional District. We have U.S. Congressman Andy Biggs, U.S. Congressman David Swigert, and we have Arizona National Committee woman, Lori Klein Corbin, with Women for Trump. So we have a great lineup, a great moderator, Mike Broomhead. I don't know if you know him, but Mike is awesome. And, of course,
he has a great TV show, too.
Yeah, radio.
And TV.
Yes, okay. And we have with us also Trump Victory Team will be there, in addition to with the director, Drew Sexton, who's the Arizona Trump Victory Director, will be there. And we have also invited Attorney Ray Charnicky. who's the chairman of Maricopa County Republican Party, as well as Dr. Kelly Ward, who is the chairman of the Republican Party of Arizona, in which I'm the secretary for.
This is going to be an event that people go to are going to really be able to talk to the people that are leaders and thinkers in this community.
Oh, absolutely, because there's so much information out there, and our president has done so much. Promises made and promises kept in terms of the economy, in terms of the minorities for Black Americans and Latinos and Asians. In fact, you know, he's done so much for Black Americans. I mean, there are the Black voices for Trump out there, and I'm one of those speakers to just praise him for all the good that he's done by creating the opportunity zones for Blacks, where $100 billion is being implemented, donated for, through private capital investments to help those minority households that are in need. And also he implemented the First Step program,
I'm going to interrupt you because we got 30 seconds left. I want you to give out your phone number and keep people want to contact you.
Sure.
Cindy Love.
For the Talk Up America Trump Town Hall in Fountain Hills, Arizona, Saturday, March the 7th, my name is Cindy Love, phone number 480-365-8090. Again, Cindy Love, 480-365-8090, Trump Town Hall, Fountain Hills. We'll see you there to help keep Arizona great.
Thank you, Cindy. Safe travels to you. That's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Thursday Roundtable. Stay tuned for the news, and we'll see you next week on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, KQNA.com. Bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.